caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt a Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I was 21 years old when I was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. And when you confront your own mortality, you realize, what am I going to leave behind? I'm never going to have children. I might not see my husband grow old. What have I done? I'm sitting here today with tumors in my liver, my lungs, and my bones. But I'm sitting here with hope. My name is Bridget Spence. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure.
When I was diagnosed with breast cancer, both of my daughters were pregnant, and everything I was looking forward to turned into everything I was going to miss. First words, first steps, being there for my grandchildren, for my daughters. Today, those babies are 3. I'm with them all the time. I don't know what's next, but I know I'm here today. My name is Alanthea Pena. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure.
Help cure breast cancer and save women's lives.
There are still millions of women who suffer from breast cancer, and they need our help. Register now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure, October 19th at www.komenacadiana.org. On Point Talk, the official OPT network. CJ in the Boom Boom Room, along with KAYT FM 88.1, proud partners of the Susan G. Komen 2013 Race for the Cure. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday
at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Simla Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive. Or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Simla Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this Tuesday morning. If you're just getting your morning started, it's 7:37. I hope. I talked to some people yesterday that had a really, really rough Monday. And I'll just tell you, Monday is Monday because we've dubbed it Monday and it's tough. But you know how I always talk about having what you say? Well, that's not just on Monday. That's every day. Every single day that you get up and get yourself out of the bed and get moving, you've got to speak to yourself and you've got to speak away those voices that are trying to tell you what you can't do, what you won't have, what you can't have, and how challenging the day, your life, your job is going to be. So if that's you this morning, we want to encourage you to get your momentum, get your forward motion, get your impetus going, and start to say what you want to have. Start with telling your kids this morning, if you're on the way to school, that today is going to be a great day, that their mental capacity, this is what we tell young Deuce Christmas, well, or young David Christmas, aka Deuce Christmas, we tell him that his mind is fully engaged and alert, that he has the ability, that he is keen, that he has ears to hear, eyes to see, and he's got a heart of good ground. So you got to start putting some stuff in to get some stuff out. So if you're traveling in this morning with your kids, make sure that you're speaking the very best and most positive things over their life, over their day, over their academic situation. And so we'll start to put that into our kids. The more that we put in, the more that we're going to get out. I want to remind you, if you are headed to work, getting the kids to school, remember school buses, school kids, school zones. We see them every single morning. We're always reminded that kids are standing at bus stops, many of which are unattended. We know parents have to get to work, and so we just kind of leave our kids out there to catch the bus and hope for the best. But you know how we can be the change that we want to see? We can slow down. We can stay engaged. We can stop distracted driving. I know it's challenging. There's an article that's talking about it this morning that I'll share with you a little bit later, but it's something that we must do. It only takes one time for an accident to happen. So we want to encourage you to make sure that you are staying engaged. Make sure that you're slowing down through school zones. Help our crossing guards. Help our bus drivers. They're in every city, USA, trying to get our kids to school. And you can help by simply just being patient and slowing down. It's Tuesday morning. We have got an incredibly wonderful show on point this morning. I'll tell you more about that a little bit later. But first, we've got to take a break. It's 7:40. You're on point. We'll be back right after this. Stay with us. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive, or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
I was 21 years old when I was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. And when you confront your own mortality, you realize, what am I going to leave behind? I'm never going to have children. I might not see my husband grow old. What have I done? I'm sitting here today with tumors in my liver, my lungs, and my bones. But I'm sitting here with hope. My name is Bridget Spence. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure. Help cure breast cancer and save women's lives.
There are still millions of women who suffer from breast cancer, and they need our help. Register now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure, October 19th at www.komenacadiana.org. On Point Talk and KAYT FM 88.1, proud partners in the fight against breast cancer.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, People Care by Caring People, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
The concrete jungle, home to the burger devotee, adept at discovering deliciousness. The aroma of thick-cut applewood smoked bacon. The spicy, cool kick of habanero ranch sauce.
Woo!
Things that send a burger devotee's senses soaring. And McDonald's, hungry for their dedication, has just the thing to attract them. Three new quarter-pounder burgers, bacon habanero ranch, deluxe, and bacon and cheese. Only true devotees can spot burgers this good. And they're another new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
that's why others are successful and why we can't be. Well, this morning, if you're looking for success of your very own, this is an opportunity for you to figure out how to unleash what is within you, how to start to think differently. Remember, we always talk about the power of thoughts and the power of what's coming out of our mouth. Well, in order to make that happen, it's time to unleash it. It's time to birth it and to bring it about. And that's what's on point this morning. The seven powers of success. Unlock your strengths. Unleash your dreams. We've got a powerful author that's going to come on and talk about this incredible book. So you'll want to stay on point, everybody. We've got to take a break here, but we're back right after this. Stay with us.
What happens when your bank does the unexpected? When every encounter is refreshingly friendly and personal? When flexibility becomes an everyday occurrence and you find options instead of obstacles? Prosperity happens. Possibilities happen. There is such a bank, customer-focused and service-driven, there for you when you're ready to take the next step, delivering more than you ever expected. Red River Bank. Everyday, extraordinary banking. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Red River Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avol's Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop, everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
My shot. Man, what a glorious summer day.
Joe's surprisingly cheery response can be traced to what's in his golf cart cup holder.
Try again. These trees are majestic.
It's the McCafe line of delicious, rejuvenating beverages. Joe's enjoying the delicious wonder of the new blueberry pomegranate smoothie, made with blueberries and raspberries with a splash of pomegranate juice. And speaking of splash...
Man, I love golf.
There's always something new to love from McCafe. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Your children are your heart, and their education is important, but it can leave your pocketbook on life support. So where do you turn to take care of your little dear's back-to-school needs? No other place than Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union. With their great back-to-school loan special, rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty discounts and a 12-month payment plan, you can get up to $2,000 today. So don't stress. Let Heart of Louisiana take care of your little heart this school year. Hurry in. Offer ends August 15th. Give them a call at 473-4562 or visit them on the web at heartcu.org.
APR equals annual percentage rate. Quote rate is the lowest available rate and will be based on your credit score. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. We will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana loans with this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA. Limit one back to school loan per household.
The credit union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Smart talk for smart people.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. If you're just getting started or you're on your way, it's 8 o'clock a.m. Central Standard Time, 9 Eastern. You're on point, and this segment is sponsored by Red River Bank Everyday Extraordinary Banking, McDonald's of Alexandria, and the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. Stay and play in Avoyelles Parish. Now, before we went to the break, I was telling you what we were going to be talking about helping people to get to where they want to be, those things that you've dreamed about and you've talked about for years and years and years, and you're trying to figure it out. Well, this morning, that's what we're talking about. And I want to introduce you to our guest. His name is Charles Marshall. He is a nationally known motivational speaker, a corporate comedian, and the author of The Seven Powers of Success, Unlock Your Strengths, Unleash Your Dreams. Charles, good morning and welcome to your very first time to the OPT Network.
Well, good morning to you, and thank you so much for having me. I'm honored to be here.
Absolutely. And Charles is with us all the way from the ATL down in Hotlanta. And I asked him, how's the weather over there this morning? And you said what?
I said, it's been kind of cool here. That we call, everybody calls it Hotlanta, but compared to you guys, I have family in Mississippi and have some friends in Louisiana. And Texas, it is quite cool here compared to the hot, muggy thing that you're going through.
Uh-huh. And that's always a reprieve, isn't it?
It is. It's quite nice. I was out in Palm Springs last week, and it was 105 in California in the desert. And it was the first time in my life I can remember saying, I can't wait to get to the South where it's nice and cool.
And, you know, as you talk about that, I read that you travel 100,000 miles a year speaking to associations and corporations about this incredible message. Let's talk about, first of all, Charles, how the Seven Powers of Success, how it was birthed in your spirit. I always like to start there and find out why people do what they do in terms of writing the books that they write.
Well, I love that question. I remember I wrote a book before this that included that concept. I had not fully fleshed out the concept, but I was the year was 2002. I just had my baby girl, mm-hmm. and I was mowing the lawn, and I realized that we live in a society that is infected with something that I call fairy tale thinking. I have been infected with it most of my life. It's an entitlement mentality where folks are just waiting for their fairy godmother to arrive. They think that sometimes they spiritualize that, and they wait for the Lord to do something, when really they have everything they need to create that success right now. I like to always, one of my phrases is that I can't tell you that you're destined for success, but I can tell you that you are designed for success. So if you harness, develop, and apply your seven powers, you can begin your success story right now. So I have always been a fan of motivational materials. I've read them, and they were encouraging to me from a very young age. So I started thinking about how I would voice some of those concepts. Along with that, doing my comedy and my humorous presentations, I would travel around all over the United States, and I would have the privilege of sitting with some of the top leaders in the country and talking to them. And one of the questions I always asked them was, what are you doing that is working? Why are you successful? And mm-hmm. I still do that today. Almost everybody I meet, I say, what are you doing that is working for you? And their answer almost always, although not in this vernacular, it always comes back to one or more of the seven powers. You talk to a powerful leader, and he's going to tell you that he had a vision. He's going to tell you that he overcame obstacles, that he used some creative thinking to get where he or she is today.
And, you know, I think that's right on point. And what I was saying to our listeners, and I really hope that people will embrace this, is that we look at others and we think that success is for others. And we look at and we give all of the reasons why they have success or they had success. And we never look at the reasons why we can be successful. And I love what you talk about in the book, The Power of Choice. Let's talk about that.
You know, first, before we talk about the power of choice, I'd like to just tell people how I define success, because everybody has a different definition of that.
Mm-hmm.
Some people believe that being successful means being rich and famous, but there are a lot of rich and famous people that I don't admire. I mean, there is a lot of Facebook talk right now about a young lady named Miley. I won't tell you her last name, but she was on a program called Hannah something or other. And to me, that doesn't look like success. The Lindsay Lohans, that doesn't look like success. Charlie Sheen, that doesn't do it for me. So being rich and famous isn't the best example or best definition of success. To me, the best definition of success is fulfilling your potential. What are you capable of doing with this wonderful gift you've been given called life?
Mm-hmm.
So the first step you take in fulfilling your potential is owning your choice. If you are in the habit of blaming other people for your circumstances, if you are in the habit of thinking other people are responsible to create your choices, or if you just by default let other people make your choices for you, then you're not owning the power of choice. I describe the seven powers as a vehicle. If success is a journey, Carlette, we're going to need a vehicle to get us there. Is that right?
Absolutely.
So the power of choice is just the first part of it. It is the steering wheel of your success vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, the decisions you make, you're either steering your life toward creating the best circumstances for you to live out your potential, or you're steering away from those opportunities.
And, you know, I thought it was really interesting when you talked about making a choice, because the word choice really is very encompassing, to say the very least. And you talked about in the book, not making a choice is really making a choice. And there are people right now that are grappling with how to make the choice to move out of where they are and to move into a place of destiny or a place of power or a place of well-being.
Right.
And so, go ahead.
I'm sorry, I was just that resonates so much to me, because by not, as you said, by not making a decision or not making a decision, they are making a decision right now. By if they are just to use a couple examples, if you don't educate or equip yourself to produce an income, you're choosing a life of financial struggle. If you choose not to forgive, then you're choosing to let the other the offending person own a bit of your soul. Mm-hmm. If you choose not to move ahead in a relationship, in the book I talk about my relationship with my wife. We've been married 24, almost 25 years now, but in the beginning, she was at a different place in her life. She was a 20-year-old young woman. I was 25. I loved her. I was crazy about her, but she was playing He Loves Me, I Love Him, I Love Him Not. You know that little thing where you pluck the flower petal. And she didn't realize it, but I could only take so much of that. But so I had decided in my mind, if I could sort of give her an ultimatum, that if we continue to do that, I don't have forever. The concept that I was trying to convey to her is that life is not a pond. It is not static. Life is a river. We have to deal with a very real thing called time. So if you are just waiting, a lot of times that decision is already being made for you. People move on with their lives. People change. They'll give the position that you're applying for to someone else. That opportunity, that house that you're thinking about buying, and you're not sure if you want to buy some investment property or not, that house will be sold to someone else.
And don't you think, Charles, not to cut you off, but don't you think that the hardest thing for people is making the choice to move from where they are to the next thing?
Yeah, we in my book, I talk about the power of action. You might have chosen that you want to do something, but until you employ the power of action, it doesn't matter how well you're operating in the other six of the seven powers. Unless you step down on the accelerator, the gas pedal of your success vehicle, you're not going anywhere. In real estate investment, they call that analysis paralysis. They look at that from every direction. Well, I'll get somebody to inspect the house again. I'll ask my friends again. I'll ask my other investor buddies if this is a good deal. And they're paralyzed. And the two reasons people don't act are, number one, comfort or complacency. Comfort's the worst thing that can happen to your growth. If success is defined as fulfilling your potential, and that means you're going to have to grow to do it, then growth is going to be uncomfortable. So people want to stay in comfort, just as we have since we were infants. When we cried out, the thing we were wanting was either food comfort, diaper comfort, or some snuggling comfort. You cannot continue that mentality if you're going to grow. The second reason people don't act is fear. They want to stay where they are. They're afraid of moving on. They're afraid of stepping out of the boat, as you say, Carlette, into the unknown. So because they are afraid of that the situation is going to go from uncomfortable where they are to disastrous or worse. I think the key to making that decision is developing your power of vision. The power of vision is the windshield of your success vehicle. It's the lens, if you will, through which you see the possibilities of your journey. If you have a strong vision, it is easier to get out of the boat and move ahead.
Absolutely. And even when you have vision, I think people, they see the vision. They know they have to choose, but you're still really not sure of if this thing will be successful. And that's where people sort of get stuck, don't they?
I really think so. And the most successful people don't plan their actions by, when you say they're not sure if it will be successful, the most successful people on the planet did not get up and plan their day according to whether or not they might fail. They never worry about they try to plan for fail. They don't failure. They never seek failure. But what they focus their attention on is the achievement and where they want to go. When you have a strong vision, I'll back up and I'll talk about what that is in just a second. When you know your vision, the obstacles and the potholes that you're afraid of, they become less. They don't look like mountains and valleys. They look like speed bumps and potholes. Vision is just three things. Vision is discovering your purpose. Why are you put here on the planet? Why are you going on this journey? You won't be motivated to go on a journey if you don't know why you're getting in your success vehicle in the first place.
And let me stop you right there.
Yes, ma'am.
Because I think that that's where people get stuck. I got to take a break here,
yes, ma'am.
Charles, but when we come back, I really want to explore that, because for the most part, that's where people get stuck. Why am I here? The discovery process. Hey, everybody, what an incredible conversation. You're on point. We've got to take a quick break here, but we'll be back with more of Charles Marshall right after this.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When I was diagnosed with breast cancer, both of my daughters were pregnant, and everything I was looking forward to turned into everything I was going to miss. First words, first steps, being there for my grandchildren, for my daughters. Today, those babies are three. I'm with them all the time. I don't know what's next, but I know I'm here today. My name is Alanthea Pena. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure.
Help cure breast cancer and save women's lives.
There are still millions of women who suffer from breast cancer, and they need our help. Register now for the Susan G. Komen Simla Race for the Cure, October 19th at www.komenacadiana.org. On Point Talk and KAYT FM 88.1, proud partners in the fight against breast cancer.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica! Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by Southern Heritage Bank, an independently owned community bank meeting the financial needs of our community. Also, the City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action Program, Get Wired Satellites, and Get to a Better State with your State Farm agent, Rosa Field, serving Rapides Parish and surrounding areas for all of your home, auto, and life insurance needs. Here's the number, 318-487-1881. And, you know, as I was, you know, as we were having the break, I was thinking, this is the hand that I fan with, always talking about how to help people to become more successful. We're joined by Charles Marshall. His book is called The Seven Powers of Success, Unlock Your Strengths, Unleash Your Dreams. And I had to stop Charles when he started talking about discovering purpose, because the more that I talk to people, the more people, Charles, that we're finding that say, you know, I've looked, I don't know what my purpose is. How do we help people to find and get to their purpose?
That's a great question, and you could do a whole show just on that very subject. I there have been so many books written about that subject, and I mentioned it just briefly. I've been frustrated with the materials that I found about that subject, and those books that I've read about the subject, about finding your purpose, come down to pray real hard and God will reveal it. Uh-huh. Well, I am for praying real hard. I think that's a great idea. But if you're trying to find some gold, it helps to grab a shovel and move some dirt, right? So I believe that discovering your purpose is going to require a little work. Discovering your purpose usually is found in two areas. The first area is following your passion. Now, I say that's the first area, but that's not the only area. Mm-hmm. Most people will find their purpose in either following their passion or fulfilling a need. Let me tell you what I'm talking about. Some people will take their purpose and will be looking for their purpose. Like with me, I thought I love music, and I thought, well, maybe my purpose will be helping people with music. And I started to explore that a little bit, and I found that wasn't the most effective way to utilize my gifts. Music I'm okay with music, but if I really want to help people, that's not my gifts didn't intersect at my purpose to the best end. Mm-hmm. So I say look for your look at your passions, but that's not necessarily where you're going to make money. That's not necessarily where you're going to become famous. But if your passion, let's say, is baseball and you like helping kids, then your purpose might be found in being a coach or an assistant coach or a helper on a little league team. You don't have to become rich. You don't have to have money or get paid a lot to fulfill your purpose. Your purpose might be baking cookies for the Girl Scout people. I mean, well, I guess you wouldn't. I guess they have all the cookies they need. So
well, maybe, I get your point, but don't you think that people misconstrue finding their purpose with finding riches?
Absolutely, yes. I think that especially young people. I was having before email marketing, before the internet really got going. This is probably back in early 2000s. We did a lot of direct mailing, and I had a bunch of young people over at my office to stuff envelopes for a direct mailer. And we were sitting around, and one of the first questions I asked them, I thought I'd get the conversation going. I said, what do you guys feel like you want to do? Where do you feel like you want to go? And they, almost to a person, they said, we want to be rich. That's what we want to do. We feel like our purpose is to be rich. And I said, well, that's not really a purpose. If your purpose comes down to just wanting to benefit yourself and make yourself more comfortable, then I would suggest you keep looking, because that is not a purpose That is relaxation, that is comfort, but that's not a purpose at all.
Mm-hmm.
Passion gets the front seat of the purpose question so often that fulfilling a need almost never gets talked about. There was a guy named George Mueller. Have you ever heard of
mm-hmm.
him?
Mm-hmm.
He's really the guy who is the father of modern orphanages. Before he came along, kids were just herded mm-hmm. into work camps in England and just had lived in miserable conditions. And he was the guy that came along and said, I think we can do better than this. He saw a need. He did not have a passion for this. He saw children suffering, and he thought, somebody's got to do something about this. His dream, his desire, was to become an evangelist. He wanted to become a preacher. He set that dream aside and fulfilled a purpose of helping children for over 40 years. After he successfully did that, he fulfilled his dream of becoming a worldwide evangelist and traveled to over 20, 25 countries doing his dream in his latter life. But his first purpose, the way that he was able to use his life to best advantage, was in helping other kids, and he helped thousands and thousands and thousands, and really modernized the concept mm-hmm. of orphanages. So the first thing in the Power of Vision is, the first way you do that is you discover your purpose. The second thing is you determine your desires. What is it that you want? Why are you? The discovering your purpose is why you are taking the trip. Determining your desire is where you want to go. Mm-hmm. Where do you want to land in life? If you don't know where you're going, then you're running the risk of a long, circuitous route
mm-hmm.
all your life and never knowing when you hit it. You might drive right through the town of fulfillment and never even know it if you don't think about it beforehand.
That's powerful.
And the third part of vision is discerning your tomorrow. So we have discovering your purpose, then we have determining your desires, and then discerning your tomorrow. If you keep going as you are today
mm-hmm.
and as you were 2 years ago, or 5 years ago, are you likely to get the first two things? Are you likely to wind up where you want to be, and be on the journey for the purposes that you want to be? And if you're not, then it is time to start applying the power of mind, thinking about some programming your mind differently so that you can mm-hmm. start creating some solutions to get you there.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Absolutely, it does. And you know what I love about the book? I love the book. It's a practical roadmap. And really what it does is it makes people really think. And as you said, people talk about passion all the time, but we never talk about fulfilling a need. And when you were talking about George Mueller, what I immediately thought about him helping thousands and thousands of orphans is him serving his way into his purpose. He literally served his way.
Yeah.
Into his purpose and his passion.
That is well put. That's one of those phrases that I hear after the book's out that I wish I'd written in the book. That's exactly right. He served his way into his purpose, and he thought of his. He wasn't thinking, "How can I be fulfilled?" When he went into that, he found his purpose by thinking, how can I help other people?
Mm-hmm.
And not just how can I help other people so that I will be fulfilled, but how can I help other people? Who needs help? What is the biggest need in front of me?
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't diminish the passion, the passion method of finding your purpose. But I think the seeing the need balances that out a little bit. I think it's something that we need in our society. Our society is all about fulfilling ourselves,
mm-hmm.
and certainly following your passion is a great idea, but how about looking around and finding the biggest need And if you see that need, sometimes that need can produce a passion in you.
Mm-hmm.
I dare say that George Mueller saw hungry children who were living in the streets, and I guess he got a little bit passionate before he mm-hmm. was before he launched his first orphanage, which had about 12 kids in it, and before he could do something about it.
Absolutely, and I think that that is a concept that a lot of people miss. And I know that there's so many great things in the book and so many great things to explore. But before you've got to go, I want you to talk about what you hope that people will really take away from this book more than any of the concepts, any of the ideas that you've presented. What is like, you know, because there are going to be people that are going to take this and that. But what are you passionate about people really, really drawing from the seven powers of success?
Well, I tell a lot of my story in the book, as well as you've noticed that there are a lot of stories in this book. I wanted to make this book mm-hmm. very easy to read and really grease the rails in front of the reader so that they could enjoy the book as well as learn a few of the principles. I tell a lot of my story, and I was a fairy tale thinker. I was the type of person that was waiting for my fairy godmother, waiting for the Lord, waiting for somebody to touch me on the wand. I thought that one day something wonderful was going to happen mm-hmm. to me without me doing really anything to create that success. My hope for this book is that it will wake people up and let them realize that the clock is ticking now mm-hmm. and that they have everything they need to create their success right now if they harness, develop, and apply their seven powers. I really think it's one of the most encouraging books they will read this year. I wrote it to be an encouraging book, and I hope it's the impetus or the start for an individual's success.
Absolutely. And you know what, Charles? I believe that it will be. And what I love about it is that we all have within us those powers that you talk about. And now yep. it's just a matter of making those powers applicable to our lives and just simply putting some action to it. I think it's an incredible book. I think it's something that we all need to read. And what I love most about it is that it really gave me a sense that no matter where you are in your life, it's never too late.
That is so true. I'm 52 now. I just celebrated my 52nd birthday. I didn't really get started strong to my vocation where I am until I was in my early 40s. I was in the vocation. I was doing comedy and I was doing a little bit of motivational speaking, but I didn't really hit my stride until I hit my 40s.
Mm-hmm.
Young people think that if they don't have everything they want by the time they're 25, then it's all over. I would just encourage them, anybody over 25, saying there is life after 25, after 30, after 40, after 50. So. Yeah, it is never too late. You can build that, and like I said, we talked about George Mueller. After he retired, after his wife had died, he had married again. His second wife encouraged him to follow that first dream that he had
uh-huh.
in his 70s. And in his 70s, he started traveling all over the world. There is always a plan that you can follow, and there's always some good you can do with your life, and you can create that adventure that I believe life is meant to be.
Absolutely. And so tell people how they can connect with you, Charles. Give them their website and where they can get the book.
Sure. The book is online everywhere at any online distributor you can find. It has there's some in-store locations as well, but they're still placed in the book. It just came out. So any Amazon, mm-hmm. Barnes & Noble's, Parable.com, you can find it at. My website is charlesmarshall.net, and we have links there to the books as well. So love for people to stop by and
pick up the book.
Email me and let me know if there's anything that we can answer for them. We got an office of people here willing to help.
Absolutely. The book is called The Seven Powers of Success. Unlock the strengths, unleash your dreams. Charles Marshall has been our guest, and he is the author of this incredible book. Charles, Much, much success, many blessings, and thank you so much for spending what we consider to be the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.
Hey, everybody, we've got to take a break here, but we're back right after this. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive. Or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Brian, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years' experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
My shot. Man, what a glorious summer day.
Joe's surprisingly cheery response can be traced to what's in his golf cart cup holder.
Try again. These trees are majestic.
It's the McCafe line of delicious, rejuvenating beverages. Joe's enjoying the delicious wonder of the new blueberry pomegranate smoothie, made with blueberries and raspberries with a splash of pomegranate juice. And speaking of splash...
Man, I love golf.
There's always something new to love from McCafe. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Smart talk. for smart people.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Your children are your heart, and their education is important, but it can leave your pocketbook on life support. So where do you turn to take care of your little dear's back-to-school needs? No other place than Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union. With their great back-to-school loan special, rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty discounts and a 12-month payment plan, you can get up to $2,000 today. So don't stress. Let Heart of Louisiana take care of your little heart this school year. Hurry in. Offer ends August 15th. Give them a call at 473-4562 or visit them on the web at heartcu.org.
APR equals annual percentage rate. Quote rate is the lowest available rate and will be based on your credit score. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. We will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana loans with this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA. Limit one back to school loan per household.
The credit union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
What happens when your bank does the unexpected? When every encounter is refreshingly friendly and personal? When flexibility becomes an everyday occurrence and you find options instead of obstacles? Prosperity happens. Possibilities happen. There is such a bank, customer-focused and service-driven, there for you when you're ready to take the next step, delivering more than you ever expected. Red River Bank. Everyday, extraordinary banking. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Red River Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody, good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. I know you're almost there, or you could be there already. It's 8:41 a.m. Central Standard Time, 9:41 Eastern. And, of course, today is Tuesday. We hope you have your forward motion, your impetus. We hope that you are all about momentum this morning. Let me just say that this segment is sponsored by J&J Exterminating. They're Louisiana's largest independently owned pest control firm offering effective services not only for your home but your business. Make sure that you get on point with J&J by phoning them for a free consultation, 318-448-4000. You can reach them anywhere literally in the state, and they can connect with you to help you with your home or your business to take care of all those pests. Also, Rayhide Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Rayhide, they remove your doubts with state-of-the-art technology. McDonald's of Pineville. St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital. Don't forget about those absolutely 100% free mammograms. All you've got to do is phone 318-487-1122. Ask for Diane Kitts, and she'll tell you how. The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. I'm going to tell you what great partnerships we have, and we're so grateful for each one. The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is absolutely dedicated to excellence, and they are serving our community in so many different ways. Davis One Stop, they're in the heart of Cheneyville. I call them the shining star on Highway 71. If you're traveling north or south, they're centrally located. Great place to stop. Switching back, DC, to, oh my goodness, the seven powers of success. Unlock your strengths, unleash your dreams. You know, sometimes people are looking for, and Charles said it, sometimes people are looking for a magic pill. And in fact, he even talks about it in the book, talking about, you know, if you could just take a pill that would magically get you to where you want to be. Well, I'm going to tell you, there is no magic pill. But when you put your hand to the plow and you work and you figure out what it is that you're meant to do, you figure out what your purpose is, or you figure out how to fulfill a need. And, you know, as we talk about service and serving your way into that thing that you were called to do, I would ask people this morning, what are they waiting for? What are you waiting for to get it done? And as he said, and I thought it was really paradoxical about not making a decision is really making a decision. When you make a decision not to get up and get moving, you really have made a decision. And that's something that I think that you have to ponder. And I know for us, DC, we've gone back and forth, and we talk about the MPs all the time, and that's short for master plans. But you know what? I would rather have had all of those MPs in failure than to not have tried at all. And I think that people's biggest fear is failure. But what I have often said to myself and to others is that I don't want to live a life saying, I wonder what would have happened. And then you see people that are doing similar things that you wanted to do, or that you could have done, or that you were gifted to do, or that you were good at. And sometimes you know those people, and then you get jealous of their success when really all they did was took an opportunity and they tried. And they didn't try without wondering if they would fail or not. If anybody tells you that they're not afraid of maybe they'll fail, then they're probably not being honest. But I'm going to tell you, if this is something that you're gifted at, something that you're good at, or it's a need that needs to be fulfilled, I promise you all of the resources, all of the people, all of the things that you need will line up. Will it be easy? Absolutely not. Will it be the hardest work that you've probably ever done in life? Probably so. But in order to get on that journey to success, you quite simply have to start. You have to do what Charles says in his book. You have to take action. And that's the thing that most people have the most challenges with, is action. Hey, everybody, you're on point. The official OPT Network. I got to take a break here, but we'll be back right after this.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I was 21 years old when I was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. And when you confront your own mortality, you realize, what am I going to leave behind? I'm never going to have children. I might not see my husband grow old. What have I done? I'm sitting here today with tumors in my liver, my lungs, and my bones. But I'm sitting here with hope. My name is Bridget Spence. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure. Help cure breast cancer and save women's lives.
There are still millions of women who suffer from breast cancer, and they need our help. Register now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure, October 19th at www.komenacadiana.org. On Point Talk and KAYT FM 88.1, proud partners in the fight against breast cancer.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica! Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie. Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by Walker Automotive Group. When others won't, Walker will. Serving Central Louisiana since 1919. Also, Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Darlene St. Romain and her team can be reached in Bunkie at 318-346-2540 or in Opelousas, 337-942-9939. And then get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf, serving Avoyelles Parish. His number, 318-346-6695. I don't know about you, but I feel just a little bit more pumped up. I feel like I have just a little bit more momentum this morning moving into the next thing. And, you know how we talk about Mondays being really, really tough sometime? Well, I know some people personally
that I had conversations with that really, really had a tough Monday. And any day can be tough, but this is what I want to say to you, that those of you who may have had a rough Monday, a rough last week, there are always, let's see how I could say it, there are always things that are vying for your attention, that are trying to make you believe that you can't be successful, that make you think that you're not smart enough, you're not good enough, you're not worthy enough. And you have to really, really fight back. No matter what it is, you have to fight back. And these are battles that no one else can fight for you. You know why? Because the only reason why they're battles is they're self-battles. They're not battles that anybody can fight but you. They're self-imposed battles. And in order to win that self-imposed battle, you have to open up your mouth. I don't care how corny it sounds. I don't care how Pollyanna it sounds. You have to open up your mouth and speak back to those things. That's the way that you fight. That's the way that you fight the voices in your head. You have to do it. Nobody else can do it for you. So if you're at work or you're traveling in and you're just trying to figure out some things, just begin to encourage yourself. Begin to say what you want to have, what you expect to have, not what you're looking at, not the deficits, not the things that you don't have, but start to call those things into existence. I'm going to tell you, when you do it, DC, it absolutely works. We do it every single day. And doesn't it work?
Yes, it does.
And how do you do it when you don't want to do it, DC?
Well, you don't let the way you feel dictate what you're going to do. You know, we can't be controlled by our feelings. They're just feelings. Of course, we have to acknowledge them and dump them. But we don't let the way we feel stop us from being and doing what we need to do.
I want to write that down. We don't let the way we feel. Say it again.
We don't let the way we feel. Stop what we're doing.
Stop.
You just have to press in and get going. And it's just like with anything. Once you get going, you'll notice that the feelings aren't that strenuous anymore.
Mm-hmm. Don't let your feelings overtake you. Isn't that a word for the day? Don't let the way that you feel, don't let it stop you. Don't let it impose itself upon you so greatly that you just shut down. And that's how you do it. That's how success happens. You just keep moving. Even if you fall down, you just get back up and you live to fight another day. And I'm telling you, when you look at things, I was saying yesterday in a conversation, when you look at things, especially if a bad thing has happened, and you really, really look around the situation, you look and see that it could have been so much worse. And what DC and I have committed to do and to say is that God perfects those things that concerns us, and he perfects us being led. And when you put that out there into the atmosphere, into the universe, you start to see those things manifest. And it's really, really important to see what's coming out of your mouth.
Absolutely it is.
And so since we can control what's coming out of our mouth, since we have the power over that, Why not say some good positive things? Why are you continually having these pity parties with yourself and with others? Woe is me. Stop it. Stop having the woe is me pity party. Nobody wants to be invited to that party, and you shouldn't as well. And if I can create a party, I want to create the best party that I can create. And so, what are you laughing at?
I'm just kind of thinking about something else.
You're kind of thinking about something else?
Yeah, I'm on to the next thing.
You're on to the next thing? Hey, it takes courage. It takes courage to make the dream real, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Absolutely. And so this morning, we don't want you to be like the cowardly lion who had no courage. What did he say, DC?
Don't be like, put him up. Put him up, put him up, put him up. I'll take you one hand behind my back. Cowardly lion.
Don't be a cowardly lion this morning trying to get to Oz to get your courage. You know why? Because it's within. All you got to do is reach down and access it. Where's your courage at this morning? Oh, yeah. It's been a wonderful Tuesday morning.
It ain't easy.
It ain't easy. But you know what? It is possible. Speak to your own possibility. Hey, everybody, thank you so much for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. You already know why we do it. We do it because we love you, but God loves you even more than that. Love yourself, and don't forget to be the change that you want to see. And remember, it starts with you, and it starts with me. For Young David Christmas, a.k.a. Deuce, Big D, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and a safe Tuesday, and you know what? We'll see you right back here on Winding Down Wednesday.
Yeah.
We're out of time. It's a wrap for now, but we'll see you tomorrow. Have a great day, everybody. Been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. We invite you to join us Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KAYT.